And welcome to another PFW Issue of the Day. Bob Soucy with Andy Hart and Paul Perillo. Guys, recapping a 12-win campaign for the Patriots that saw them advance to the AFC Championship game once again. Biggest disappointment, though, for this team in what overall was a great season?
I'm going to go with Scott Chandler. I thought that they had a guy that at least could catch the ball, especially in the red zone, provide a little bit of a second tight end presence there. Not in the Aaron Hernandez mold, but just in a guy who would be reliable. 40, 50 catches. Wasn't looking for, you know, 10, 12 touchdowns. Wasn't looking for run after the catch, like I said, like Hernandez provided. But I don't really think he got a whole lot. I know he was banged up a little bit. I don't think he was considered much of a blocking presence when he arrived. He wasn't that. And really, the Patriots got very little out of that free agent investment.
I got to go Brandon LaFell, because he's a guy that helped you win a Super Bowl the year before. Big catches in the postseason against Baltimore, and then Super Bowl against Seattle. And during the regular season, set career highs, was up, you know, near 1,000 yards, was a drive starter, as we labeled him. And this year, I know he started on PUP, but even when he got back, he just never found it. He never found a role in the offense, never found a role as Tom Brady's go-to guy at any point, even with some injuries and times when other guys were out. Brandon LaFell had as big a drop-off from year one, which he may have been the best ever free agent addition at receiver that Brady has sort of instantly gelled with, to the biggest drop-off in year two, and I don't know what happened, but that's a huge disappointment.
Yeah, I'd agree with both of those guys almost as a tie, especially when you look back to the season opener and the thoughts of four tight ends and Chandler and Gronk being unstoppable in the red zone. So those were disappointments, but there were pleasant surprises. Who was the biggest for you, Paul?
You know, mine was Deion Lewis. And when I watched him in the offseason training, some of the OTAs and then into minicamp, I fell in love with the guy. Even then, he grossly exceeded any expectation I had. I didn't see anything like this. I thought he showed some quickness and some ability. I was impressed with the fact that Brady was working with him back in the spring, and he had already seemed to be on that page. But when he got the regular season going, he's making guys miss. The screen pass in Dallas is a play. It was a little 10-yard screen, but he must have made eight guys miss. Just electric. When he was in that offense, in the flow, the yards from scrimmage, both as a runner and a receiver, just absolutely electric. He was my biggest surprise.
I'm going to go with Malcolm Butler. You know, we gave him our Defensive Player of the Year award, and he filled those shoes of Darrelle Revis. And I have to admit, I was a doubter. You know, he was a guy that barely played as a rookie. He got into the Super Bowl because other guys were failing. They were sort of forced into playing him. Makes the biggest play, arguably, in Super Bowl history. And you're thinking, okay, well, maybe that's it. He's peaked. He's a great story. Well, no, now he comes in and goes to the Pro Bowl, and I didn't see that coming. I thought he was a guy that was in danger of, he needed those trips to all the store openings in the offseason because he might need that money down the road. He no longer needs that money because he's going to be paid like a number one corner in the National Football League. Remarkable story continued.
And again, I would agree with both of those. And maybe the best news yet is that reportedly Lewis's recovery from the torn ACL going smoothly thus far, on schedule, and Malcolm Butler says he hasn't scratched the surface yet, still feels he's got a lot of room for improvement. For Paul Perillo and Andy Hart, I'm Bob Soucy.